As the quake death toll rises in China, doors are opening to the gospel. An education trend dovetails with Bible translation work in Africa, and a ministry waits for God to fill a school in Guatemala. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A major earthquake measuring 7.1 on the Richter scale devastated China's Yisu County in the Qihai province on April 14th. WorldServe Ministries' Brian Rushton says the death toll numbers have been revised.
They first thought it was going to be around 2,000, and now it's up to 4,000 that are dead.
Many are still missing as 90% of the buildings in this predominantly Tibetan region were destroyed. Rushton says while WorldServe supported house church buildings were affected, the church itself is doing great work.
The Christian community has come together, and even people that didn't know that others were Christians, so forth, all of a sudden this has all come to the light now as they work together and care for one another. And so love of Christ just has been shown so readily right now.
WorldServe is providing relief supplies similar to what they did last year in the Sichuan earthquake.
In a one-year time, we saw 15,000 people come to Jesus Christ. And so we expect or anticipate that same thing.
Your financial support will help the church be even more effective. Meanwhile, the cost of Haiti relief efforts will shoot back up for one ministry as charity falls through. Until recently, For Haiti with Love was able to send shipments of food, medical supplies, and other necessities to Haiti for free, thanks to the Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. But now the cruise line has suspended its free shipping for aid and relief. For Haiti with Love will now need significant financial help to ship the same amount of weekly aid. If you can help, go to our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. There's an education trend in the developing world that will eventually have an impact on Bible translation. Evidence is showing that the use of mother tongue in early education develops better and faster learners. Barbara Trudell agrees. She works with Wycliffe Bible translators in sub-Saharan Africa.
When the school systems are using the language that the people speak as the language of instruction, that produces readers. But as it is, in many cases, the schools are producing dropouts or kids who aren't learning very much at all, and it's a lot to do with the language of instruction.
Their job has been getting the governments and the schools to see that such an approach is better for students.
They basically come out stronger because they're literate in two languages instead of, well, really neither one.
Their team works as consultants to help the schools implement the changes in the schools. Trudell says it's always with an eye to the gospel.
If the education system can actually produce readers of the scripture, that's a real boost for us in Bible translation because we have an automatic, ready-made audience.
Meanwhile, poverty is greatly affecting children in Guatemala. Corby Dukes of Kids Alive says,
when children don't have the nutrition, they don't have the energy to focus for school. There's also issues with physical and mental development.
So in Zapote, Kids Alive just constructed a new school, which also provides meals for the kids. With proper nutrition, kids can learn, setting them up for a better future. Through this, they hope to make Guatemalans wealthy in Christ.
These people are probably always going to be materially poor. They can be physically poor, but they can be spiritually poor. Rich.
By providing education and the message of Christ, the future looks more hopeful. Duke says they want to do even more.
We expanded in faith from 75 to 100 children, but we still have 3 empty classrooms.
And farming is seen as a lowly profession in the small African country of Lesotho. The disrespect for farming has thrown the country into a farming crisis. Shepherds are continuously ignored. But Africa Inland Mission is spreading the truth that God was the first farmer with the Garden of Eden. As missionaries teach the gospel to farmers, perceptions are changing and good stewardship practices are increasing. Pray that people will continue to respond to Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Haiti's earthquake devastated the country. One Hope is making available the free DVD, Haiti, A New Dawn Arises. You'll be moved by the hope that's found in Christ through the Book of Hope as the light of the gospel is changing lives. Get your free DVD, Haiti, A New Dawn Arises, by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.